Finally, we are in February. January seemed to have 45 days in it this time. Now for the next winter month, February, nice and short, and then let's move rapidly towards spring. February brings with it a whole change of exhibits at the Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH. There are 4 new exhibits in total, and the opening reception for all of them is this Saturday, February 4th, from 1 to 3 p.m. You will have a chance to meet the artists and talk to the exhibit curators, Lindsay Earle and Tanya Cunnington, at the reception. I asked OMAH's executive director, Ninette Ghiorodi, to tell us a bit about each exhibit. Here's what she said. On the first floor, in the lounge gallery, in an exhibition entitled, Beyond the Fence. Partners in Life and Art, Christine Mack and David explore change in gardens. Christine is a photographer and David creates assemblages. Combined together, they take you on a journey that will open your eyes about nature, Ghiorodi explained. In the Mulcahy Family Gallery, Amanta Scott's exhibition, Eyeing Medusa, is a suite of mixed-media portraits celebrating visionary women of all ages, cultures, and walks of life who have made or are making a difference in our world today, said Ghiorodi. And, in the Mariposa Gallery, Eyeing OMAH's collection, an intimate exhibition that explores some historical and contemporary portraits of women from OMAH's permanent collection, she said. On the second floor, in the upper gallery, partners in life and art, Gary Blundell and Victoria Ward, are back with an exhibition entitled Berner Herzog, in which they continue their exploration of the encroachment of industry on nature. And, in the Franklin Carmichael Gallery, Taken Great Tate, the true story of Aurelia's first millionaire, an in-depth look at the life and times of Andrew Tate, said Ghiorodi. It certainly sounds like an interesting and eclectic group of exhibits. I personally can't wait to check them out. They will be on display through the rest of the winter. February is Black History Month and OMAH is recognizing this with a special virtual history speakers event, from Virginia to Canada. The Journey of My Black Ancestors, with speaker Paul Barber. The virtual talk is at 7 p.m. on February 15th, admission is free, and you can get the link by clicking here or calling Monica at 705-326-2159. Stay tuned for more Black History Month events in Aurelia throughout February. Coming up February 11th, in honor of Valentine's Day, the Old Dancehall Players Improv Group is at it again. We are indeed lucky to have such a talented group providing us with comedy gold right in our own town. Love is a Cattlefield, an improv show for those who might be loved, runs on February 11th at 8 p.m. at the Aurelia Opera House. Tickets are $28 and you can get them through the Opera House box office here www.aureliaoperahouse.ca or by calling 705-326-8011. Local cellist and multi-instrumentalist Marta Solik wanted me to tell you about an event she is involved with. It's a little further afield, but worth the drive to the city to check out Lullaby Mosaic, lullabies from around the world. Lullaby Mosaic is a family-friendly live music concert featuring singers, artists and musicians of different backgrounds and traditions from 5 continents, exploring the universality and artistry of lullabies. It is happening at the Small World Center at 180 Shaw Street, Toronto, on Sat. February 11th at 5:30 p.m. There are 9 different singers and 4 instrumentalists, including Marta, collaborating in this wonderful event, and you can get tickets for it here. This Saturday, the Mariposa in Concert Evening of Gospel and Blues with Lance Anderson and Friends is happening Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. When I checked the website Wednesday, there were a few tickets left in the balcony, so go here www.aureliaoperahouse.ca and grab yours today. It will be a phenomenal evening of music. Speaking of phenomenal concerts, I had the privilege of going to the Aurelia Concert Association, OCA, show last Sunday, featuring Latham Ensemble. What an incredible afternoon. We are so lucky to have the volunteers at the OCA sourcing great music for us and bringing it up here. Hats off to them and the whole subscription series. For more on that, go here. Hibernation Arts guest artist for February is Bob Broom, so go on in and check out his work in this bustling gallery on Peter Street, today. In live music this week, at Couchiching Craft Brewery we have Jack and Dan Friday, Cassie Da Silva Saturday, and Liz Anderson Sunday afternoon. There is karaoke Thursday night at Tammy's Place and also Friday at Blue Moon Junction on the highway near Washago. Creative Nomad Studios is having a drop-in and paint Thursday at 1:30 p.m. For more information, go here. So, as usual, lots going on for everyone. Check in next week for more and hang on, spring is coming. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor11@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.